In 1960, Abibi Bekele raced onto the international scene as an unknown marathon runner from Ethiopia. And then, in a single race, he won Olympic gold, set a world record, and changed the face of running on the world stage. And he did it all running barefoot. Hello and welcome to Incredible Feats, a Spotify original from Parcast. I'm your host, Dan Cummins. You can find episodes of Incredible Feats and all other Parcast originals for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts. Nineteen-year-old Abibi Bekele joins the Ethiopian Imperial Guard, tasked with protecting Emperor Haile Selassie. This is much more than just some ceremonial post. Ethiopia recently broke free of Italian colonial rule, and for his safety, Selassie had been forced to spend years in exile in England. Imperial guards are required to do a significant amount of physical training, and Abibi spends a lot of time running, often barefoot, since that's what he was used to growing up without shoes. Abibi catches the eye of Swedish trainer Oni Niskanen. Oni was hired by Selassie's government to spot and train athletic talent, and he thinks Abibi shows real promise as a runner. In 1956, Abibi enters the marathon at the National Armed Forces Championships. Though he's an unknown, he beats out the favorite to win. However, the former champion beats out Abibi in making the Ethiopian Olympic team. Abibi qualifies as an alternate, but plans to stay in Ethiopia during the Rome Summer Games. Just before the Ethiopian team is set to leave, the champ breaks his ankle. Abibi gets called in as the alternate. He's going to the Olympics after all. Rome Olympics, 1960. Abibi is unprepared, doesn't even have time to break in new shoes. His are worn out from training. So Abibi decides he'll just run barefoot, like he's practiced his whole life. Sporting jersey number 11, Abibi takes off, running 26.2 miles over sun-baked, thousand-year-old cobblestones. Unlike running on a track, there's no spring or support in these city streets. Abibi's feet have no protection from any bumps, sharp rocks, shark teeth, porcupine quills, or smashed moonshine bottles he may encounter. I mean, I highly doubt some of that stuff I mentioned will be there, but if it were, he'd feel it more than any other runner. 28-year-old Abibi is running against the Russian record holder and the French reigning champ for the marathon. And both of those men have something he does not. Shoes. What else was I going to say? Still, Abibi keeps pace with the world's best runners, racing past the Roman Civic Center along a thoroughfare near Circus Maximus and beyond the obelisk of Axum, a monument Mussolini's men stole from Ethiopia back in 1937. I wonder if that gave him a little extra motivation to win. Over 2 hours later, Abibi remains in the front pack, circling towards the Arch of Constantine. As he sights the stolen obelisk in the final mile, he runs faster. So it did motivate him. He's gaining on his shoe-wearing competitors, now neck and neck with the Moroccan runner. In the last one-third of a mile, he pulls ahead of the pack as he passes the stolen obelisk. The symbolism of this spectacle is not lost on anyone, as Abibi wins the marathon by a full 25 seconds. Abibi has also just become the first Black African to win a gold at the Olympics, and he just set a world record for the fastest marathon time at just 2 hours, 15 minutes, and 16 seconds. And he still has enough energy to do a victory dance, and the crowd lifts him on their shoulders to celebrate. 4 years later, Abibi decides that one overcoming incredible odds Olympic victory is just not enough. While he will have awesome, perfectly fitting shoes that do not give him blisters for this race, he also gets his appendix removed just 6 weeks before the Tokyo Olympics. Dude loved to be dramatic. Abibi will then not only recover enough to compete, he will become the first person to win back-to-back golds in the Olympic marathon. And he shaves a full 3 minutes off his record time. Only one person has won back-to-back marathon golds since Abibi Bekele. Other runners have tried to follow in Abibi's bare footsteps and win without shoes, and none have won Olympic medals. Thanks for tuning in to Incredible Feats. For more episodes of Incredible Feats, follow us on Spotify. And for more shows like this, check out the other Parcast originals, all available on Spotify or anywhere you listen to podcasts. For more information on Abibi Bekele, we found the coverage by Olympic.org and The Guardian incredibly helpful. And you can find more of me, Dan Cummins, by listening to my numerous stand-up comedy albums on Spotify, or by checking out my true crime, history, and more podcast, Time Suck, and my true horror and campfire tale podcast, Scared to Death. Listen, be inspired, and go accomplish your own incredible feats. Come back for more incredibleness tomorrow. Incredible Feats is executive produced by Max Cutler and is a Parcast Studios original. It was created by Max Cutler. Sound design by Kristen Acevedo, with associate sound design by Kevin McAlpine. Produced by John Cohen and associate produced by Jonathan Ratliff and Maggie Admire. Incredible Feats stars Dan Cummins.